Now joined by the head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers in Bill Gooden. The Lady Tigers, they are, I will go over the schedule here, I think, and we'll double check here with Coach, the games at Bramer tonight I saw are canceled. They're not going to be met up, right, Coach?
That's correct.
And so the plan was to play Bramer tonight. That's not going to happen. And a part of that was it's cold. And the other half is Bramer would like to get their Western Division game at North Andrew done tonight.
That's correct.
And you're involved in that, too, because is it the, as far as the crossover game on Saturday, your team is going to play the winner of Bramer and North Andrew? Is that the way it looks?
That's the way it looks right now, you know, unless the powers to be change it, but that's the way it's slated, that we would play the winner of North Andrew and Bramer, and that game is played at North Andrew tonight.
As far as your team goes, Coach, part of it is, you know, always the level of competition, and Milan, Worth County, and Albany are three pretty decent basketball teams, but your team is a little bit of a slump here in mid-February.
Well, you know, I thought against Milan we started off all right. We had a good game plan going in, and then we let it slip away from us, and we kind of lost focus on what we was, what our game plan was, and, you know, we felt like we had them where we wanted them there in the first quarter, and you know, my intention was to do that the entire ball game, you know, if need be, to try to win the ball game. But, you know, they're a good ball club. When they got chances, they put shots down, and we wasn't able to. We didn't shoot the ball extremely well, and you know, and that showed up towards the end because Milan's got, you know, they got two or three girls that can really hurt you if they get to playing well. And once they got to going, why, you know, kind of put us back on our heels, and then it was a uphill struggle from there.
Yeah, I think Milan, if I remember right, is going to play Worth County in the championship game on Saturday night over at King City, Coach. Yeah, you're familiar with both. In fact, you played both back-to-back. What's your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, we played Worth County the next night, and we were down four at halftime, and Worth County is more balanced. They've got like four girls that can score for them, then they bring a couple girls off the bench that are pretty good, and they play pretty good team defense. They can be pretty patient with the ball on offense if they need to be, but Milan's got they've got some weapons that is going to be a tough matchup for Worth County to handle, or for anybody to handle, you know, if they're playing well. So it'll be a very interesting ball game.
Yeah, the thing is, too, it'll be interesting because Worth County does have that balance, but when you have, as your ace in the hole, you got Katie Pauly. If she's on, she's on, and that makes it tough on Worth County.
Yes, it does. And, you know, Worth County's got, they've got really good athletes. They got an excellent track program. They have a good softball program. They're just year in, year out. They just always seem to find, you know, kids that can play and are very athletic. And, you know, their team as far as a whole, I think, is pretty solid. You know, they were just a whisper away from going to the Final Four last year, and you know, and then Stanbury made it down there and finished second. And Worth County's got everybody back from last year's team. They've got three losses this year, but I think some of that was due to some injuries that they had over holiday anyway. But it ought to be a really interesting ball game, you know. And if Katie's capable of you know, scoring 50 on them, and if that happens, it could be a rough night for Worth County.
I'd imagine, because obviously Lauren didn't play against Milan. I'm not sure about Worth County and then Albany, but is the flu bug going for your program a little bit, Coach?
It's hit us like a sledgehammer. We didn't have Lauren against Milan or Worth County, and then we had Lacey Lewis with the flu this weekend, and she wasn't at school Monday, and she went and played Tuesday, and then Lauren was still pretty weak on Tuesday, so... And then on Wednesday, following the Albany game, I've got two more home with the flu now. So, you know, kind of losing this game tonight is kind of maybe a kind of a blessing for us to kind of get over this flu and get everybody healthy.
I was, you know, tongue-in-cheek telling you about the enjoyment of going out and starting my car about 10 minutes to 7 this morning. And it was cold and nasty, and I can't imagine being one of those young ladies with the flu and having to deal with that cold and getting on a bus to Bramer. So you might be right. Having today off might be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I think it. You know, I think it is, and we play at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and we're going to bring the girls in. We got to leave pretty early. We're leaving at 6:45, and we're going to feed them breakfast, and you know, hopefully everybody kind of be healed up. We may not have much of a practice session to get ready to go to that ball game, but you know, I need to get everybody healed up right now. That's kind of the crucial thing for us.
You've been at this for many, many years, Bill, and it's not the first time the flu bug in the winter months has gone through a school district. When you start getting girls back from the flu, and obviously, you know, they're trying to build their immunity back up a little bit, but how much does that affect, even if it's 3-4 days after they're, you know, after they get the flu out of the system, how much does it affect in the long run for maybe a week, maybe more, their conditioning on the floor?
It affects quite a bit. We had Lauren for Tuesday night's game at Albany, and we started her, but she just didn't have the strength. She just wasn't the same kid that she normally is. You know, she's pretty aggressive, and really makes our press roll. And she's one of our leading scorers, or actually is our leading scorer. And she just didn't have it that night. You could just tell she wasn't quite focused on what she needed to be, and she just didn't feel real well still. But and so it takes a few days. I think there's different types of flu that's hitting. Some of the stomach bugs, some of the fever, and she had really high fever for two or three days. And I think that's probably a little bit worse. I'm not a doctor, an expert on it, but just from experience over the years, it just seems like once you get that high fever and you've had that for a few days, it just drains your system.
As you look at Saturday morning, Coach, obviously you don't have an opponent yet, but yeah, I think folks around the area are somewhat familiar with Bramer and what Jasmine Taylor does for them, and it's not like Jasmine just a one-girl team. They're pretty tough. I don't know as much about North Andrew, but obviously they're a little bit further west over to the north and west of St. Joe over in Rosendale.
That's true, and I'm kind of like you, Tom. I know more about Bramer. They're very up and down. I know they beat Worth County. They beat Trenton, two of the better clubs on both sides of the bracket. They lost to King City. They lost to Albany. So they're kind of up and down. North Andrew, I think, is pretty consistent. I don't think they have as good a record as Bramer does. And, I think the level of competition, their non-conference competition that North Andrew has played has been pretty salty. Playing, I think, Bound City and some of those schools over around the St. Joe area and Maryville area. But, we played them last year, and they had a really good post player, but I think she's graduated this year. Traditionally, North Andrew is a very athletic ball club, and we're going to have to play well regardless who we have to play.
I'm starting to see little nuggets on some of these district tournaments in 2 weeks coming out, Coach. Is your bracket out yet, or is that still to be determined this weekend?
We are going to do our seeding tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at North Harrison, so it should be out by noon tomorrow.
That is going to be a wide-open tournament. We were talking about how the boys and the girls district tournaments for that particular district are, they're kind of similar, but yet they're kind of different in the fact that I think you can look at it girls-wise, and it's going to be it's going to be interesting just for the fact that I think a lot of teams are going to be kind of mushed together, and it just depends on who plays well that particular week.
That's true, and looking at the bracket or the teams that are in it, we've split with Mercer. I know they've got the injury bug has hit them pretty hard this year. North Harrison, has vastly improved. We've played them a couple times. Tri-County is a very aggressive, very physical ball club. We've played them. We haven't seen Pattonsburg or Winston, and I'm not sure who else I'm probably leaving out of the picture there. But, I think it's going to be a pretty good balanced district. Looking at the boys' side, I think it's going to be a four or five teams that could easily win that district. And it ought to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to, we play the first round at North Harrison. If you're able to come out of that, then you finish the tournament up at the Ketchum Center. And I'm happy that we're playing at the Ketchum Center because the kids like it, and I like that venue.
When you come out of the GRC and most of the other teams in that district are HDC teams, Coach, that makes it challenging to bracket it because you're not going to have the best record amongst the teams there, but you're probably going to have the best strength of schedule.
Well, that could be true because of who we play in our conference, and our conference has been fairly balanced this year. It's kind of a little screwed up because there's teams that have beaten teams kind of like us. They're kind of up and down an awful lot. Depends on what night you're going to play them. But we've played, like I said, we've played Mercer, we've played North Harrison, we've played East Harrison, we've played Tri-County. So we've played the the bulk of what's in our district, so in head-to-head competition. So that should help us out also.
And it looks like, and we'll save this discussion for next week, your senior night is going to be a week from tonight, Thursday the 20th against King City. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so game coming up Saturday morning at 9. To be determined who Princeton's going to play in that one. We're running down to the nitty-gritty and trying to bracket that thing for Saturday over in King City. Then a game against King City for the regular season finale on the 20th. Appreciate the time, Bill. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom.